This is a Zero Agenda News podcast. This episode is based on an evidence-graded timeline research paper published at zeroagendanews.com. Every claim in the paper is labeled by confidence and tied to sources, so what follows separates documented fact from inference and interpretation. What official crime statistics, court records, and policy documents establish, and where the evidence ends. The paper covers the period from 2005 to present. It has 19 timeline entries. The timeline includes 15 entries graded as fact and 4 entries graded as conjecture. The episode follows the strongest points in the record and keeps the confidence labels audible. The first phase is background data and legal context from 2005 to 2014. 2005. Sweden's BRA finds foreign-born men 5 times more likely to be rape suspects. The Swedish National Council for Crime Prevention, BRA, publishes its study, Crime Among Persons Born in Sweden and Other Countries, finding that people suspected of rape or attempted rape are 5 times more likely to be foreign-born than Swedish-born. This entry is graded as fact. June 2014, United Kingdom criminalizes forced marriage. Honor-based violence recording begins to rise. The United Kingdom Antisocial Behaviour, Crime and Policing Act 2014 makes forced marriage a criminal offence for the first time, with a maximum sentence of 7 years. Police recorded honor-based violence cases rise from 3,335 in 2014 to 5,595 in 2015, a 68% increase. This entry is graded as fact. The second phase is migration surge and Cologne 2015, January 2016. From 2014 to 2015, mass migration surge brings predominantly young male population to Europe. Over 1 million asylum applications are lodged in the European Union in 2015, the peak year of the so-called migration crisis. Data from the period indicates approximately 73% of Mediterranean Sea arrivals to Europe are male, and the majority are aged 18 to 34. Criminologists note that young men are statistically the highest risk group for perpetrating violent and sexual offenses in every country regardless of national origin. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. 2015, United Kingdom honor-based violence cases spike after forced marriage criminalization. Police recorded honor-based violence cases in the United Kingdom rise from 3,335 in 2014 to 5,595 in 2015. IKWRO attributes the increase to both greater reporting confidence and improved police recording, not simply to a rise in underlying offenses. Cases include harassment, assault, false imprisonment, threats to kill, rape, and murder. This entry is graded as fact. 31 December 2015. Mass sexual assaults in Cologne and other German cities on New Year's Eve. During New Year's Eve celebrations near Cologne Central Station, large groups of men surround and assault women in coordinated formations. Similar incidents occur the same night in Hamburg, Stuttgart, Frankfurt, and Dusseldorf. Cologne police file an initial situation report describing the evening as relaxed. The full scale of the assault is not publicly disclosed for several days after the event. This entry is graded as fact. Early January 2016, German media delays reporting, accusations of self-censorship follow. Germany's public broadcaster ZDF and major newspapers do not report on the Cologne attacks for several days after 31 December. ZDF's online editor later publicly apologizes, citing editorial misjudgment. Critics allege self-censorship to avoid fueling anti-immigrant sentiment. Editors say it took time to confirm the scale. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. The third phase is German and European Union responses, 2016. March 2016. European Parliament calls for asylum protection for gender-based violence victims. The European Parliament adopts Report A824 and 2016 on the situation of women refugees and asylum seekers in the European Union. The report calls on member states to recognize gender-based persecution, including FGM, forced marriage, and domestic violence, as grounds for international protection. The report documents that women fleeing such persecution can struggle to fit claims into the Refugee Convention's existing categories. This entry is graded as fact. April 2016, later Cologne reporting identifies 153 suspects, mostly foreign nationals. Reporting on North Rhine-Westphalia's official investigation says 153 suspects had been identified by April 2016, most of them foreign nationals. The Washington Post later reported that a leaked state government document described approximately 2,000 men as having participated in the New Year's Eve events, with around 1,200 women filing complaints. This entry is graded as fact. July 2016, Germany passes Nienheist-Nien sexual assault law reform. The Bundestag passes a reform of Section 177 of the Criminal Code, adopting the principle that any sexual act against the recognizable will of another person is punishable. The reform also introduces new offenses for sexual harassment and participation in groups from which sexual assaults are committed. The same package changes residence law rules connected to expulsion requirements. This entry is graded as fact. 2016 full year, United Kingdom Forced Marriage Unit handles 1,428 cases, 80% of victims are women. The United Kingdom Forced Marriage Unit publishes its annual statistics for 2016, recording 1,428 cases in which it provided advice or support. Of these, 80% involve female victims and 20% male victims. A majority of cases involve families with origins in Pakistan, Bangladesh, and India, with smaller numbers from the Middle East, Africa, and Eastern Europe. This entry is graded as fact. The fourth phase is post-Cologne statistical record and gender-based violence data from 2018 to 2026. 2018, Swedish broadcaster SVT analysis, 58% of rape convictions involve foreign background. A 2018 analysis by Swedish public broadcaster SVT of 843 district court rape and attempted rape cases from the preceding 5 years finds that 58% of those convicted have a foreign background, against a population share of approximately 20%. The analysis is a journalistic review of a subsample of cases, not an official government statistical publication, and uses a narrower dataset than national crime data. This entry is graded as conjecture, so the script treats it as a documented claim or inference rather than settled fact. 2018, EIGE, 600,000 women in Europe living with FGM, 190,000 girls at risk. The European Institute for Gender Equality publishes risk estimates concluding that over 600,000 women in the European Union are living with the consequences of female genital mutilation, and approximately 190,000 girls across 17 European Union member states are at risk of undergoing FGM. This entry is graded as fact. 2018, 71% of female asylum applicants from FGM practicing countries are survivors. UNHCR estimates that approximately 71% of female European Union asylum applicants arriving from countries where FGM is widely practiced are themselves FGM survivors. This entry is graded as fact. January 2026, 21-year Swedish longitudinal study finds immigrant background overrepresentation in rape convictions. A peer-reviewed study published in Journal of Interpersonal Violence examines individuals convicted in Sweden of rape, aggravated rape, attempted rape, or attempted aggravated rape against women aged 18 or older from 2000 to 2020. The analysis covers 4,032 convicted individuals and 20,160 matched controls. This entry is graded as fact. The paper's interpretation turns on this point, two populations, one headline. This paper documents two distinct phenomena that are routinely conflated. The first is sexual violence by immigrant men against European women, the Cologne event, BKA and BRA statistics. The second is violence within immigrant communities against immigrant women, FGM, forced marriage, honor-based violence. Both are real. Both are documented. Immigrant women are among the primary victims in both categories. Treating them as a single phenomenon obscures the second entirely and distorts the first. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The demographic confound is real but not sufficient. The statistical overrepresentation of foreign-born men in sexual violence data is documented across multiple countries and methodologies. It is partially, but not fully, explained by the demographic skew of migration. The 2026 Swedish study, which controls for age and sex, still finds a statistically significant residual overrepresentation across 21 years. Claiming the overrepresentation is entirely explained by demographics is not supported by the evidence. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The institutional failure is not reducible to one political cause. Institutions failed on multiple axes simultaneously. Police failed to prevent or respond to Cologne in real time. Prosecutors achieved almost no sexual assault convictions. Governments failed to register arriving asylum seekers adequately. Media delayed reporting. And the European Union has not adopted binding protections for women fleeing gender-based persecution. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. Two populations, one headline. This paper documents two distinct phenomena that are routinely conflated. The first is sexual violence by immigrant men against European women, the Cologne event, BKA and BRA statistics. The second is violence within immigrant communities against immigrant women, FGM, forced marriage, honor-based violence. Both are real. Both are documented. Immigrant women are among the primary victims in both categories. Treating them as a single phenomenon obscures the second entirely and distorts the first. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The demographic confound is real but not sufficient. The statistical overrepresentation of foreign-born men in sexual violence data is documented across multiple countries and methodologies. It is partially, but not fully, explained by the demographic skew of migration. The 2026 Swedish study, which controls for age and sex, still finds a statistically significant residual overrepresentation across 21 years. Claiming the overrepresentation is entirely explained by demographics is not supported by the evidence. The practical recommendation is direct. European Union crime statistics should require perpetrator nationality and migration status disaggregation. Eurostat's sexual violence data does not disaggregate by perpetrator nationality or migration status at European Union level. Without this data, evidence-based policy is impossible. Both under-reporting and over-claiming flourish in the vacuum. Standardized disaggregation, paired with controls for age, sex, and socioeconomic status, would allow accurate policy assessment. The practical recommendation is direct. Gender persecution must be codified as a standalone European Union asylum ground, requiring women fleeing FGM, forced marriage, and honor violence to frame their claims within non-gender refugee convention grounds creates systematic gaps in protection. The European Parliament called for this reform in 2016. It has not been enacted. Each year of inaction means identifiable numbers of women are denied protection they would receive if their persecution were classified differently. The central takeaway is this: the documented timeline matters because it separates what is established from what is inferred, and it makes the uncertainty visible instead of hiding it. This episode was adapted from the full evidence-graded timeline, where you can read the source-linked paper, review each confidence label, and inspect the evidence directly. Every claim sourced, every conclusion labeled. ZeroAgendaNews.com.